Well, it was usually over on Long Island.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe it was over there.
I don't remember that, Mike.
But, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, we were in the pickup, he got me in the pickup truck, and then we went over to pick up you, and, or maybe we didn't, I don't, anyway, yeah, so then there was the three of us there, and then we went to see you.
I remember that.
I was working at the AEC then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Lena, you're so hot, you're just in your little dress, and you just, that was a memory I can't forget, you know?
So you knew Lena then, probably?
Yeah, Lena, yeah, sandwich, and Lena made some sandwiches that night. Lad was there, and we stayed, you know.
I got this on, so.
Oh.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Who's Lad?
Lad was my boss's son that wanted him to get some experience on the farm.
Oh, I don't remember that.
He wasn't there very long.
How old was he?
He was a teenager. He was a little older than you.
Yeah, he was a little older. I was 13. I think he was 16.
Yeah.
Do you remember Wayne Violet? Was he anywhere around your age?
Yeah.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in school. I think he's a little older than me.
I don't remember him, but Chris.
I remembered his name. Mama Kay, everybody was talking about him, and I said, I remember his name. I don't know.
He was a year or two older, right? So,
well, he's down here somewhere, and Kay and Ken went and met him for under the sink. Kay and Ken went and met him for lunch down at Mesquite.
On their trip down.
Yeah, and she said that he just put some pictures on Facebook, and there were pictures of their travels, but a lot of old pictures from Montague. And she said they're really interesting, so I need to look at them and see if you want to look at them.
Yeah. Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
I just, you know, got on it because my kids were on it, but it's so silly what people just say.
I know. I hide the ones that have to tell you every move. I don't even.
I know. It's like, don't they have anything
to do?
It's like they're on there every day. I'm like.
I think some of them are.
And they're just saying anything like la la la.
It's time to go to bed.
Oh. I stubbed my toe today or something like that. It's so
dumb.
Silly thing.
Yeah.
And then mostly a lot of the teenagers, you know. Talking back and forth, you know, they send themselves pictures. I just got on it so I could see what my grandkids are up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've come across a lot of my old school friends that I've hooked back up with,
really?
And that's really fun because you can see their families. And
I've tried to find some of my school friends, but I haven't been able to find any.
How many kids do you have, Allie?
Two.
Two?
I have a son and a daughter. And then they got each two kids.
Oh, so you got four grandkids,
mm-hmm. And the two older ones are 16 and...
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they'll both... Well, one's 16 and one will turn 16 this month. So they're on Facebook, so they're always, like, talking to them. You know.
Do they live close to you, so you get to see them?
Yeah, one lives in Goodyear and one lives in Tolleson.
Oh. Yeah, so, they're not very far away then.
Yeah. So I'm always looking on Facebook just to see what the kids are doing.
Yeah.
They got any boyfriends or girlfriends, because they're always posting their, you know.
Their love life.
their little girlfriends or boyfriends or, well, my granddaughter just broke up with her boyfriend, that Mike guy that we met.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, well, why did you break, what happened? She said, well, he got obsessive. Oh, my God. At 16. It's just funny.
Well, my nephews found out that I was on Facebook, and you should have seen their faces. You know, I said, I won't ask you to be friends. That's okay. You do what you're going to do, and I won't know.
Who is this?
My nephews.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. My nephew and my niece, and I've seen what they're doing.
One of my grandsons is on there, too, and he lets me be his friend, but I just don't pay attention to that.
Well, I found some cousins of mine that I hadn't seen for a long time.
Mm-hmm. All my cousins, I think, mostly are on there. Marilyn, it used to be Marilyn Dernberg, I used to ride horses with. She still lives up in Mackey. Well, she moved back to Mackey. They used to live in Colorado. So I get to talk to her.
I know, look at the wind out there. It's just blowing.
had all my plants covered up. I moved them all up under the, on the table and covered them up.
We put things on them out here. I don't know if you saw them when you came in. We covered everything.
Yeah, it's really cold.
It's supposed to freeze hard.
Hard tonight.
It was 38 in the car.
That doesn't have to go too much further to freeze.
Steady. I couldn't believe it was that cold.
Yeah.
Coming over.
Didn't they say it was going to be about 27 tonight?
Mm-hmm. That's what one
27?
Yeah.
Really cold.
That's going to really freeze.
I think the coldest I've ever been in was 22 degrees.
Oh.
Whoa, this is getting close.
When I went to Lake Tahoe, January.
Oh. It's never been that cold down here, has it?
I don't think so.
22? I don't think so. But I covered my bougainvillea and everything before the other frost, and it froze right through the covers.
I don't think it's ever dropped to the 20s here. I think just, you know.
Well, there was that other frost, you know, when it froze 3 nights in a row.
There was ice out, you know, we there's ice at your place a couple mornings.
When it not was recently, like in the 30s.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever gotten down to 20.
Can you believe that? Get ice here at your house?
Yeah, it did. For 3 days, my bird bath
was frozen
solid. It didn't thaw out for 3 days.
That's weird.
It's the coldest I've ever seen it down here since I've been coming.
Yeah, because it had rained, and remember it was all wet out there in the arena?
Yeah.
And then it got cold, and it was like ice. You could ice skate.
Uh-huh.
And it was ice.
So we were riding, and the horses were like, you can hear it.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's kind of funny. I think the top of the ground was kind of frozen a little bit.
Right.
It's kind of really funny to be here. I mean, it brings back a memory of how the ground, you know, it kind of crush, you know, when
mm-hmm.
it freeze a little bit, crushy.
But to think of it here, that's
a long time.
Yeah.
Because you've been in San Diego for a lot of years, too. It's been a long time since you lived up north.
Yeah, where it's a little frosty in the morning, you know, they soft.
Sandy, I mean, it's perpetual summer over there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it doesn't. I mean, it gets cold, but it doesn't get like that cold that like pierces through you.
Like that finger.
Like goes, that piercing cold that goes to your bones.
Yep.
You know, I think that over here it even gets colder than over there.
Uh-huh.
Because over there it's kind of it's humid. It's a little bit more humid, but the cold isn't like...
I know we're colder here than they are at the airport, you know.
Yeah.
We're always a little colder.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that.
But don't get in the water. That water's freezing, the ocean water.
Oh, well, I'll bet. Yeah.
But, you know, the Atlantic Ocean is a lot warmer.
I've heard that.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot warmer. I mean, it's like 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really...
Yeah, somebody told me they went in it. I was just like getting in the bathtub.
So, anyway, so you got diaries from her parents? Or
from her grandparents.
Oh.
And her grandparents. I have something that was written by your grandmother and your grandmother's... Well, who was Jenny Haskins?
She was my grandfather's sister.
Grandfather's sister.
And she came out through at a different time.
And then
she came out.
I have a really interesting newspaper article about her grandparents that has a picture of them that talks about when her grandfather came west by himself over a pass, which they couldn't figure out when he got here that he wasn't killed by Indians. He should, you know, and. And I was able to go on the internet and look at the Oregon Trail and found exactly, I found a map of exactly the way he came, just by reading that.
Wow.
So interesting.
Where did you get all that?
Well, when Nana died,
her mom,
she gave, you know, she had asked all of us what we wanted. And I wanted this oak dresser out of my great-grandma's bedroom. And she gave it to me with everything that was in it. And everything, I mean, there were newspaper articles and pictures and just all kinds of stuff. It had, have you seen that frame that I did for her that has a quilt block and it has buttons and it has part of my great-grandma's wedding veil and some of the stuff her wedding dress was made out of, and I found, you know, all that stuff was in there. And then she's given me a little bit of it too, I think, when we've gone through things.
Yeah, that Mom had given me.
Mm-hmm. And I did a...
The diaries and stuff.
I did a scrapbook for my oldest daughter for her 40th birthday. And I gave her all of the history, the heritage stuff from our family, which we have a lot of, and Bob's family. We have clear back into England to like the early 1200s.
Wow.
There's a castle over there that's where that Castle Rising. Oh. And
that was all in the...
No, that's my husband's side. But this, so we have lots and lots of history, and it was really fun putting together. It took me forever, but it was really fun putting that all together. And people have said, man, you just are so fortunate to have all that.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. And my brother Dick, you know, his son, Jim was a Mormon, and, you know, they do lots of genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was actively a Mormon, he did a lot of research, too, on the history of the family, found out a lot of stuff.
Well, I only have a picture of my great-grandmother, great-grandmother and great-grandfather on my mom's side. That's about all I have.
But you got some good old pictures.
Well, I have a lot of old pictures of, like, my grandparents uh-huh. and, like, their siblings. And but I only have my grandfather's parents. On my mom's side, mm-hmm. like my grandparents on my dad's side, I don't have hardly anything because they were from Mexico,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they
mm-hmm.
didn't really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much of anything on my dad's side either. I never had much to do with them, and
yeah, because
I don't know much about them.
Well, they're from Mexico, so nothing was really. I mean, I have a few pictures that my mom took,
mm-hmm.
you know, of my great grandmother. And then, but I do have this one picture that my mom's, I guess he'd be my, like, great, he was a cousin to my mom, so he'd be, what, my second cousin?
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, he sent me, because his dad's the only one alive, he's like 94, 96, he was my grandfather's brother.
Oh.
So he's the only one alive, how many kids, I think it was 9 kids. Because my grandfather died when he was like in his 70s, but anyway, he's George Senior, and Georgia Junior is the one that sent me that picture of his, you know, my great grandparents, which are his grandparents.
Uh-huh.
And so, but it looks, because she had like this. You saw that picture of that? She had like this. Her hair was like this, you know, like. Like from the 1800s,
yeah.
And she had like this big bow.
Oh God!
And you know, she had one of those dresses with a like, real puffy.
Oh yeah,
you know,
button
and
sleeves.
But and I thought, you know, because she was French, she wasn't Mexican. But her husband, my great grand, he was Spaniard. You can tell he was Spaniard.
Yeah.
He was Spaniard.
I'm ready. You got the long mustache.
But she was Canadian French.
Mm.
And that's why she was dressed all, and she's real light. And I remember, I vaguely remember, I mean, just this one, you know how you could remember a memory of something that happened? And I remember when she was, because she died like in probably the early 60s. And my great grandmother. But she was alive when I was around, so I think I was like maybe 6 or something. And I remember seeing her face,
uh-huh.
and I remember green eyes, because I used to look, I remember her eyes, I thought, wow, where'd she get, you know, it was different to me that she had green eyes. You know, they're really, really light green eyes. And I remember she had like these, you know, because we have like jowls, like when I get old, I'll be like, I'll look like a hound dog. Because my mom's side of the family, they get that. My grandfather did, my mother did, and I'm starting to get them. And I remember that lady, she looked like that.
Uh-huh.
And she had her hair up, and she was all gray. And,
oh, God.
And that's the only time I ever remember ever seeing her.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any pictures, Mike? Any pictures of yourself or your, or of us or?
Oh, I've got some that you sent me. That's all.
Yeah. That's all you've got.
Yeah.
We'll have to round some up.
And what picture did you have of you when you were younger? You said you just had that one when you were playing football.
Yeah, I got some high school pictures, yeah, from the yearbook, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that was all you had, huh?
Right, that's all I got, yeah.
Because most of the pictures he had.
I'll have to look at home, because
you were like
in
your
40s you?
Already or something like that.
Yeah, before what, before I got a camera? Go ahead. Oh, those pictures really have it. 40, yeah.
Yeah, but I was wanting to see some pictures like when you're in like your teens or something.
Yeah, no, I'm stuck, yeah.
But I thought maybe you might, he was like, well, maybe Peggy has some.
I think I have somewhere. I've got to look when I go home, when I go back to Billings.
So how about your siblings, Mike? Are they?
I have no idea where they're at now. Half brothers and sisters. Probably, well, the one, the Tommy, you know, I don't, you met Tommy.
I yeah. remember. Didn't he come
yeah.
to our house once?
Yeah, he never did get sober that I ever know of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it just was a real mess.
What happened to Barbara, you know?
No, I don't know. I lost track of her, too.
She was the one you really liked.
Yeah, she was, yeah, she really treated me nice, you know.
Yeah.
That was your sister?
Yeah, my sister. But, I don't, did you know, I lived, every year I lived with a different family.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Mm-hmm. I mean, I lived with my mom until, this is for information, that's all.
Yeah.
See, I lived with both parents until I was about 5, and then lived with my mother until I was about 6, and then my dad when I was 7, my aunt and uncle, and then my grandparents, and then a sister, and then my brother went to, that's where I was at when I came to see you guys.
And then by then he had it and left.
Yeah, right.
So they must have been,
subconsciously, you know.
Were they quite a bit older than you then?
Yeah, they were a lot older, right. Yeah, they were, I think my sister was still in the house, so to speak, when I was young. I think
well, weren't they from a different father?
Yeah, they were from a different father, right.
Because you were the only one born from your mom and dad.
Correct, yeah.
So yeah, they were from a different... Mm-hmm. She was married before or something like that.
You know, it was good in a way. I mean, because I got to experience a lot of different things, a lot of different experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe when he told me he left his house at 13. I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Amazing.
And, you know, I could just see him with, you know, how they show with the stick and the bag walking out.
Yeah. Almost like
the bag tied on the stick.
Almost like that. You didn't have much with you.
Not at all. Like a gym bag.
And he was telling me how he was, I said, well, we're just, he said that he made friends with some kids and he just would, like, stay at each kid's house and have dinner.
When I was in Idaho Falls, when I left Jackson, Wyoming, you know, uh-huh. that's my time, I hitchhiked over to Idaho Falls.
Uh-huh.
And the guy says, this is as far as I'm going. And I was working at a gas station in Jackson there.
Oh.
And so he got, he says, and he stopped at this gas station right there in Idaho Falls. And so I got out and asked this guy for a job at the gas station.
And you were 13?
Yeah. And he gave me a job at the gas station. Because I had to put gas and wash the windows and stuff, you know. That's when you wash the windows, check the tires.
Yeah.
So I got a job there. And then for a place to stay, I made some friends with kids in the neighborhood. And I was a sleepover. I was, you know, can I stay the night with you kids? So I got a meal. I got a place to stay. And I did that.
That's amazing.
I know.
How long did you keep that up? About a couple of weeks before they got out?
Yeah, it was not long. And the guy at the gas station, I met a lot of nice people. He was nice. He says, you know, he said the police were about to catch up with you. He says, people are starting to talk around here.
They're talking
he
about
says,
like,
if you're going out here to Mud Lake, he says, and get a job out there, he says, they probably don't find you.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, be darned. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and he was a nice guy, you know.
Uh-huh. And at least he didn't turn you in. Right?
No, no.
So what was in Jackson? What was in Jackson?
That's where my brother was.
That's where he was?
Yeah, he was living in Jackson. And I was working there at a gas station in Jackson. And so, anyway, that was my career there. And so I hitchhiked down out to Mud Lake, and I asked around there at the Oasis, and I asked around, you know, for a job. And at the Bears, you know, they have a gas station in.
Uh-huh.
And she says, just sit down over here, she says, and I'm going to call somebody. I think I know somebody that could use you.
And that's what they called Ben?
Yeah, they called you. Called.
Oh, did they call Ben? I thought Ben just picked you up on the road.
No, well, I was out in front then when he showed up. So. It was on the road.
So when you brought him home, what did you think?
Well, I didn't think much about it.
What'd you go do now, Ben? What'd you bring
home this time? No, I don't remember being surprised or anything. I just, you know, you looked like a good kid and we had a place for you and there's no problem.
Well, yeah,
so you didn't like know, you didn't ask him, well, were your parents or?
Oh, yeah, I think we did. And you said you'd left your brother.
Oh, right.
But then they showed his picture on TV as a runaway. So then we had to turn you in.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
You turned him in and what happened then?
Well, we called. And they called Tommy, and Tommy brought his stuff out and left it with us.
Then why did he put it on the TV if he didn't want to go to watch?
That's what I didn't figure out.
Maybe he wanted to know where to take his stuff.
Wow, that is really something.
Then I never saw him again, I don't think. He never came back, did he?
So that was the last time you saw him too?
Probably so, yeah, I guess so. It's funny, he brought the stuff.
Yeah, he brought all your stuff.
So you weren't there when he came to try to,
I came home for lunch. I came home for lunch that day and I see his car there. And, yeah, I don't think I went back out in the fields right away. Bow wow, and then went back out and worked.
Mm.
So you didn't talk to him?
Yeah, we talked a little bit. I think he was drunk that day, and it was just, wasn't he? You remember? I don't know.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing unusual. Yeah.
Did he have a family?
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
So he just said, well, good luck?
I guess so.
Yeah.
It was a blessing. My little life is a blessing, you know. It was a blessing, really.
So he probably thought, he probably figured, well, you know, when he probably came out to see your place, he said, well, it looks like he's got better here than with me, so might as well just leave him here.
Yeah.
He just wanted a place to, like Chris said, he just wanted a place to leave my stuff.
That's real, it's just really strange, but you know, when you say it's a blessing, it is. And,
oh, yeah.
And when you say that what you prayed for,
oh, yeah.
And what you got.
Right.
And I don't know if I used to pray for it, but I used to just wish for an older brother, you know, because
yeah.
I had two little sisters,
uh-huh.
And I just used to wish for that. And I can remember, we just, of course, when we got a little bit older, we just thought he was really something. We used to, do you remember the traps we used to make for you?
Yeah.
We used to leave booby traps for him. My friends would come over and we'd dig holes and then put stuff over him so he'd fall in on them.
Did he?
I don't remember if he really did. I can remember putting string, tying things together in your trailer or something. Well, didn't you stay in the little trailer for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out? I can remember us just doing stuff like that. We really liked him, but that's how you showed you liked him when you were our age, you know.
Yeah.
I made traps for him.
Oh yeah, that family I was talking about in Iowa, the neighbors that I prayed. But she would take me to church on. That's where I got introduced to church. You know,
oh, uh-huh.
And that's how I got into the praying. She'd come over and pick me up on Sunday and take me to church with the kids. So that's how I got into that prayer. But also the horses, you know, I used to watch Roy Rogers and I always wanted, you know,
uh-huh.
And guess where I ended up out there with the horses. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm sorry.
It's like it was meant to be, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, and it was crazy because, you know, when I met Michael, I thought, you know, I had no idea he had ever been on a horse.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he was from La Jolla and he was all, you know, dressed the way he was. And come to find out, he grew up in Idaho and he was,
you know, liked the horses.
He knew about the irrigation. Because I'm like, I got horses, I live out here and I need somebody that's going to be like, you know, I don't know if you're going to fit in with your Mercedes and all that.
I guess.
I need a truck. He's like, okay, I'll get a truck. So he goes and gets a truck. So I was like, they just floored me when I found out that he had lived, grew up like that.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had never really noticed that John Deere tractor in your condo until you got the John Deere tractor. And then I seen it. I was like, oh, my God, you always wanted one, huh?
Yeah, it's I guess, imaging, you know. It was there.
Right.
It was this memory from the past, so this John Deere tractor, yeah. You know, there just is a figure like this, you know, just a thing. And so anyway, that's where the tractor came in.
Yeah, I never noticed it until after you got the tractor, then I noticed it.
Well, I spent a lot of time, and I don't know if you guys, but it seemed like a lot of time to me, riding one of those tractors, you know. It was like home, you know, I spent a lot of good times on those tractors. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a little tack store, a little country store out here on Glendale Avenue and Cotton Lane.
Oh.
It's called Out West. It's really cute because it's, you know, a country little store, like some place that you'd be out there in the country, and you can go in there and have ice cream, and, you know, they have, like, little tables. And it has, like, a few grocery things, and it has, like, tack, you can buy
saddles.
You know, saddles, anything. You can buy hay there. It's like
a country western store.
It is a country store, yeah.
And it's real cute, and it's, you know, it just, he like, you know, he likes that, and you can just go there and have, you know, just hang out. because all the people that come, because it's funny, because all the people that come in, they're just like, everybody knows everybody there.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's just, it's like, God, because I grew up in that kind of, I know it sounds kind of weird, but this place around here was like that. Because out there where I lived in Tempe, Mesa, now that it's all like a big metropolitan, but it was just like out here. We had all these fields and irrigation and pasture and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot different, I'll bet.
And we had those little grocery stores everywhere, and people were riding horses everywhere. And then, you know, that's how I grew up, and I just wanted to go back to living like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where am I going to find a place like that? Mm-hmm. You know, and I had never really heard of Surprise. I mean, I heard of Sun City.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I figured I wasn't going to be going to Sun City until I got old.
Right.
And I was like, with all the old people. And then I found, I've heard about Surprise, but now kind of like vaguely, like I thought, like you hear of Eloy or whatever, but it's not something you're going to like plan to go see.
Right. Live in.
My daughter's the one that ended up moving over here to Surprise.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, because she got a job working over here.
Oh.
And that's why, when I drove up here, I was like, God, I never knew this place was here.
Yeah.
You know, and then I seen all these fields and the whole, I was like, oh my God.
How long have you been here, Ellen?
Here
in Surprise?
3 years.
Oh.
Yeah. I hardly ever leave it.
Uh-huh. When we first came to Surprise, see, we've been here since 94. That's what, 17? Anyway.
Wow.
Surprise was just a little grocery store and a post office.
Yeah, I bet.
Can't believe how much it's changed. It's just
with all the traffic. Crazy. But you know, it doesn't, even though we have traffic, it's not anything compared to going over to Phoenix.
No, it sure isn't.
Every time I drive over, it's like I dread if I have to drive over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh God, we gotta go 7th Street.
Oh, that reminds me, this doesn't need to be recorded, but...
Are you recording?